AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. There's word from the Supreme Court. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died in Arizona. She was the first woman on the Supreme Court, appointed in 1981. In 2012, Sandra Day O'Connor spoke of the pressure she faced.
I wasn't sure what I ought to do because it's all right to be the first to do something, but I didn't want to be the last woman on the Supreme Court.
Sandra Day O'Connor had been battling dementia. She was 93. For the sixth time ever, a member of the House has been expelled. New York Republican George Santos is facing a 23-count federal indictment. Two previous attempts to expel him failed.
This decision is going to haunt us.
Texas Democrat Al Green voted present.
The question is, should we do this? I don't think so. I think it was a mistake. I think that at some point in the future, we're going to see the error of our ways.
A federal appeals court says former President Donald Trump can be sued by Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the Capitol riot.
A three-judge appellate panel denied a request from former President Trump to dismiss lawsuits filed against him by police and Democrats who accused Trump of inciting the violent mob that stormed the Capitol in 2021, leading to injuries and destruction. This decision is from Trump challenging a federal judge's ruling that his, quote, words of incitement were not protected by the First Amendment. But this Washington, D.C. appellate court says its ruling is not the final word on whether presidential immunity can shield Trump from liability. Trump is also arguing he's immune from criminal prosecution in the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli strikes on houses and buildings across the Gaza Strip killed dozens of people. This is AP News. Activists inside the climate summit are comparing the Israel-Hamas war with climate change.
At this COP, we will set a decisive step forward to protect the most vulnerable citizens worldwide. They undergo runaway climate change. They suffer loss and damage. And we will stand by their side.
Von der Leyen calls too for major changes to global finance.
We need to reform the international financial system. We need a strong green bond market. And we need more carbon pricing.
More than 170 world leaders are set to address the United Nations Climate Conference in Dubai over the next 2 days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 70-year-old woman in Uganda has given birth to twins after receiving fertility treatment, making her one of the world's oldest new mothers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.